Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. Are those not some amazing phrases to describe a reaction to God's word when we find them? We open up the Bible. So your words are found and I ate them. Like we take them in. Like picture sitting down to a feast of good food and just diving into it, eating it. Your words became to me a joy, like enjoying. So picture not just any meal, picture a great meal. You just sit down and you enjoy eating, like every bite is so good. Your words became to me a joy and the delight of my heart. My heart loved them. My heart was leaping with joy over your words. Why? Because I'm called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. What a great picture. His word toward us, it's not disconnected from love for us, care for us. The whole picture here is God. So picture it. Picture when you open your Bible, this is the word of a God who's called your name. He loves you. He cares for you. He knows you. He sent his son to die for you. Keep in mind, this is the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of angel armies, the God who rules and reigns sovereignly over everything in the world. This God knows you, loves you, has called your name and has spoken to you and has given you words that are intended to satisfy, delight your heart, to become your joy, such that you want to just eat them, that you want to digest them. This is Bible reading. That's what Bible reading is. Bible reading, memorizing, studying, meditating. It's all about eating God's word, letting them become to you joy, the delight of your heart, because the God who spoke them has called your name. He's the Lord God of hosts, and he loves you, and he is speaking to you through his word. Oh God, we praise you for your word. We praise you for its goodness. It is good. Your word brings delight to our hearts. God, help us to grow in our experience of this delight in your word. God, I know, I'm guessing there's some people who are listening right now who think, I open up my Bible and it doesn't have that effect on me. Oh God, I pray that you would change that. I pray that you would transform that. Lord, I know that will come. I know that will come. You promised that it will come through more and more and more exposure to your word. So God, please, please, for anybody who doesn't really feel that kind of delight in your word, God, help them. God, help them to press into your word, to read it, to memorize it, to meditate on it, and in the process, to find delight in it. God, wean us off the pleasures of this world, filling our stomachs, so to speak, with the trivial things in this world. Lord, help us to fill our stomachs with the truth of your word, to eat this, to let this be our joy. And as we do, God, to experience a depth of intimacy with you, the Lord God of hosts, who has called our name. Oh God, we praise you for your word. Your joy and delight. Oh God, we praise you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.